And straight into the thick of it, Kat, how do the Inuit cope without fresh vegetables and vitamin C? Asks Malcolm Kirk. He says, during a recent programme, I heard on your podcast, you were giving examples of how poor diets had affected sailors during voyages of discovery that kept them at sea for extended periods, but without any recourse to fresh vegetables. Scurvy being the most common of these diseases encountered. And scurvy, of course, can be mitigated by fresh fruit, which contains vitamin C. So what do the Eskimos do?
Well, this is a great question, because obviously there isn't really a lot of fresh fruit up in the Arctic. And in fact, there is a lot of evidence to suggest that the actual traditional Inuit diet does have vitamin C in it. It's not, you know, as much as you would get with a diet that's very rich in fruit and vegetables. But clearly it's enough to keep them healthy, because the Inuit are healthy. They're not affected by scurvy. One of the theories is that it's actually raw meat and fish that's the main component of their diet, which does have a significant amount of vitamin C in. The problem with the sailors is they were obviously trying to cook their meat and trying to preserve it in various ways that destroyed the vitamin C in the meat. But the Inuit living on fresh raw meat and fresh raw fish would actually manage to get enough vitamin C. And particularly there's a lovely traditional Inuit staple called muktuk, which is the skin of the beluga whale, which has a lot of vitamin C in it. Also the organs of sea mammals, and apparently, allegedly, the stomach contents of caribou, though I'm not sure they would actually eat that, and maybe they just fed it to the dogs to keep their vitamin C up. So there has been quite a lot of research looking at traditional Inuit populations and their diet, and finding that, yep, there is enough vitamin C when you analyse their traditional food sources. The problem comes when people are moving away from their traditional food sources and not getting enough fresh fruit and vegetables in return. Though there is some evidence, actually, I found a lovely paper from 1975, which does show that there is some evidence of vitamin C deficiency in the Inuit population. So that may be some effects of their diet. But overall, because there wasn't widespread scurvy, we have to assume that they were getting enough vitamin C from their traditional diet.
Indeed, speaks volumes. Kat, thank you.